on KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
Good morning, Jason Fetty.
Morning, mate. What's up?
Here's the news today. Let's start locally. A Harley-Davidson motorcycle ridden by a 28-year-old Irvine man apparently took the inbound turn at Broadway and Forest Avenue too fast last Thursday afternoon. The bike went out of control, and despite trying to lay it down on Broadway when he realized he would cross into oncoming traffic, the rider and the bike slid into an outbound Ford Flex SUV. He was stabilized at the scene by Laguna Beach Fire Department paramedics and taken by ambulance to Mission Hospital. He suffered some severe road rash and a possible broken leg, but he will be okay. Motorcycles, dude.
Good. I'm glad he's okay. I always think that's road rash. That's just the words make me cringe. Oh, my God. All right. Well, as long as he's going to be all right.
Some sad news out of San Diego this weekend that affects the entire world. After a series of illnesses, one of the last northern white rhinos on the planet died on Sunday, leaving just three others alive in the entire world. Nola, a 41-year-old female, had lived at San Diego Zoo Safari Park since 1989. According to the San Diego Zoo, Nola was fighting a bacterial infection, so she had surgery. Though the procedure was successful, Nola's condition worsened, and the zoo decided to euthanize her. The average wild rhino lives 35 to 40 years. Now, the three remaining northern white rhinos all live in Kenya, where they are watched 24 hours a day by armed guards because the species is widely considered on the brink of extinction after having been hunted down to minuscule numbers by poachers, primarily for their horns. Of the three remaining northern white rhinos, there are two females and one male. The bull rhino, named Sudan, is 42 years old, and he's too advanced in age to reproduce. However, they've collected sperm samples, and they're stored in liquid nitrogen in the Czech Republic, and there are plans for in vitro fertilization to hopefully save the northern white rhino species by putting it into a southern white rhino, which is pretty much the same thing in the San Diego Zoo.